But he loved to chant. I mean, I was immediately, my attention was immediately caught because he loved to chant. Just amazing. And he's maintained that enthusiasm to chant in spite of all difficulties and obstacles. His mother and sister tried to deprogram him.
Mm.
They lured him into a vehicle and they were taking him to a deprogrammer. But Krishna gave him the intelligence and he bit one of their arms.
My sister's got like 13 stitches in her hand.
And then he just jumped out of the car.
Oh, I had to headbutt the guy to him, spit in his face. And then I had to grab my mom's hair and pull her back. And they all thought they were going to die because we were swerving all over the road. So they said, "This guy's crazy. Get him out of here." And they're screaming at me, "You got your mother's hair. I know that. But I got to get out of this car." Because Dravida Prabhu told me what was going to happen. He told me about deprogramming. They said when they were going to take me somewhere to talk. I said, "Oh, I don't want to go that place." I went right back to the temple and they just surrounded me and protected me. Took me to a secret place.
Yeah, so that's very indicative of your determination and the fact that being surrounded by the devotees and being protected by the devotees is your main safeguard against the attacks of Maya. And he also has distributed books from early on. Once I stopped over at the Denver airport and it was arranged that we would meet. Wanted to meet him at the airport because he was in Denver then. And I kept asking around the airport, you know, where, and they knew him. They knew him and they knew the usual places where he was, and I went to all the places, but he wasn't there, and I was like, and the clock was ticking because I had to catch my connection. And then finally I reached him by phone. He hadn't come. But then he came and eventually met. So it was really quite an effort to meet him at the airport. But I felt like that was when I had a glimpse of how like deep and strong the relationship was, because it was like I was just like frantically looking for him. And then eventually we did meet. We rode the escalator together.
You got me through without an ID. I didn't even say anything, and you and I both walked through the gate up to where you were taking off, and I couldn't believe it. They didn't say anything to me. We'll walk through, and we did.
Yeah.
We walked. They didn't say anything to me.
Well, that's well, maybe if you stay with me and then I stay with Prabhupada, then he'll get us all through.
I'll always stay with you, Guru Maharaj.
I know. So now we've come to this stage which has taken a long time, in a way. Many trials and tribulations along the way, and many lessons have been learned. And sometimes the lesson that's learned with great difficulty is more permanent. So, whatever it is you've learned, that there's no real happiness in the material world, and that the only shelter is Krishna and Krishna's name and Krishna's devotees. And that realization or conclusion or conviction is the prerequisite for really progressing in spiritual life. As long as we're thinking, this material thing will make me happy, or this material situation will make me happy, it's like the tenth offense, not having complete faith in the chanting of the holy name and maintaining material attachments. But when you come to the conclusion that nothing in the material world can really make me happy, and even if something makes me a little happy for a little while, it won't last, and it won't fully satisfy me. So you've come to that conclusion, and that conviction will create the proper consciousness for further advancement. And yes, you have your spiritual family, your biological family, or your material family has not fully embraced your decision to become Krishna conscious, and but that's pretty much true. Well, not of everyone, but I mean, it's true of many devotees that their experiences with their families are mixed. And but you have your spiritual family, which is a bigger and better, stronger, more consistent, and more selfless. They're really concerned about you. Often in the material relationships, the person's thinking of himself. You know, he may say that, whatever, you know, I love you, but underneath it all, they're really thinking of what they will get out of the relationship. But in Krishna consciousness, the devotees just want to see that you're happy in devotional service. They don't want to exploit you for any material gain. So it's a better family. And if you just stay in that family and chant your rounds, avoiding the offenses, and follow the principles and do your best to serve the devotees and Srila Prabhupada's mission, then you'll really progress. You know, as Maharaj said, you can finish up your business in the material world in this lifetime. Go back to Krishna. far as Srila Prabhupada said, there will be another ISKCON in the spiritual world. So, yeah. So, do you feel you're ready?
I'm very nervous, and I want to be ready. You told me that you're ready to initiate me, so I'm following your orders.
All right, so you...
I asked you many years ago, and you said, I usually make my disciples wait a long time. I didn't know what a long time meant.
Yeah.
Until now.
Yeah.
But now it seems like it was yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was just yesterday I sat in your room and asked you to be my Guru Maharaj, to accept me as your disciple. Mm-hmm. And you said yes, and I'm going to make you wait. And I said, I will wait.
You did. Mm. You said it and you did it. So now, we'll ask you to come forward and take your vows and receive your beads and your new name. I'm going to simplify it, because ordinarily I would ask the candidate to offer obeisances to the deities first. But that, given that there are so many in so many directions, but I would like you to offer obeisances there to Giri Govardhan, and then to your Shiksha Guru, Bhrigupati Prabhu, and your other Shiksha Guru, one of your other Shiksha Gurus, Ritattva Goswami.
And then being a Shiksha Guru.
And yeah, Prabhupada's pictures there. We'll do that again in the temple room. It is. We didn't think of that before. Gasari, gasa, gasa, gasari, riyamani. It's a perfect spot.
Yeah.
Gasari, gasa, gasa, gasari, riyamani. Gasari, gasa, gasa, gasari, riyamani. It's going to be hard to do this one to us.
Bhrigupati Prabhu, can you please accept my humble obeisances?
English, 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 English,
English,
English, English, English, English, English, English, English, English, English, English, English, Inga sari, inga sari, 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 yama, yama, yama. Inga sari, inga sari, 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 yama, yama, yama. Inga sari, inga sari, 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 yama, yama, yama. Gasari, gasa, gasa, gasari, riyamani, yama, yama.
My Java buzzes.
Gasari, gasa, 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 riyamani, yama.
Please accept my humble obeisances to your lotus feet in your divine grace.
Gasari, gasa, gasa, gasari, riyamani, yama, mama. 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 Did you say Srila Prabhupada's pranam mantra at any stage?
I did when I offered it to the deities.
Good.
But I, to you, I just wanted to offer.
No, that's all right, as long as you did it.
I did all the, I did, yes.
Okay. All right. So, So what are the four principles that you vow to follow?
I promise, I vowed to not eat meat, fish, or eggs. I vow not to no intoxication, no gambling, and no illicit sex.
And how many rounds?
A minimum, minimum. Mother Chandravali says minimum. From Vrindavan Mom. A minimum of 16 rounds a day.
Okay.
Minimum.
And usually when a disciple takes his vows, I ask if he wants to say anything else before the deities and assembled devotees. About his...
In years, you've become my best friend and my hero. We've been talking and spending so much time together over the years, and it seems like the perfect time. That I asked you a long time ago when I was going to be initiated. You said Krishna would tell you, and I said okay. And then one time you told me that you had accepted me, and you said that I was in your heart. And that filled my heart with, I didn't need any, and you said the initiation was just a formality, and that you knew that I had accepted you.
That's true.
And I would always be there for you, and now I think I just want to represent you nicely. And I try my best to do that. Because wherever I go, I mean, I'm your disciple, and I have to represent you nicely. So I promise to do that too, and to be humble and try to. I think about you when something that Tamal Krishna Maharaj wrote that you sent me, that his god brother Vishnu Chand Swami Maharaj used to chant to a blown up picture of Prabhupada's ear.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I chant in the morning, I think about your ears. And I'm hoping that you hear my rounds. And now that we're making this a formality in front of 267 deities and all
Shilas,
these Shilas.
Yeah.
And through Prikupati Prabhu and Mother Chandravali have always been there for me, and Pratapta Maharaj and Yuguru Maharaj, Bhankopal Prabhu, is very sweet to me.
For 13 years.
Yeah, he calls me his brother, and I feel very honored that he says that. Makes me happy. And this is my family. I call Mother Chandravali Mom, and I don't call Prabhupada. Yeah, but he instructs me, and he gives me the sauce if I need it. And that's good.
Yes.
So I know he cares very much for me, and he told me that I wasn't going to get initiated until I got really serious. And and he would tell you when I was ready.
Mm-hmm.
And I have always felt close to you. Maybe now, I guess we're even closer because Ritabhja Maharaj says that you're going to cleanse my heart. And so I'm very excited about that.
Okay.
And I love you very much, Guru Maharaj. More than, and we'll be in the spiritual world together. I won't make you come back for me. I promise. I will be loyal to you.
It's very nice. So, yes, you can come forward. Your new name is Shama Chandra Das. Shama means, Sham, like blackish, and Chandra means moon.
Blackish moon.
Yeah. Like
Shama Chandra.
Like Kala Chandri, like black moon. Yeah. Yes, it's a name for Krishna.
I'm Shama Chandra Das.
Yes.
Wow.